welcome you to board meeting tonight. We have all the board members present and Superintendent Citrin and Jared Black, Business Administrator. So we will begin by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. There it is.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will begin with the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes from August 2014 meeting and the financial reports for August 2014. Any comments or questions on those?
I have none. I make a motion that we accept them as we receive them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have personnel actions, names for approval and coaching assignments.
Okay, we have, we've hired a half-time custodian at Canyon View Junior High to replace the custodian that we lost up there a couple of months ago, and would recommend the name of Mike Scow as half-time custodian at Canyon View Junior High. Also, Claren Durant to return as a three-hour educational assistant at Huntington Elementary in the extended day kindergarten program. As you're aware, in a Title I school, when you hire an assistant or an aide, they have to have at least an associate's degree or pass what's called a paraeducator exam. And Claren, of course, is a certified teacher. He worked for us there. His wife became extremely ill, so he left for a while, and with her passing, we have offered to have him come back, and he's ready to do that. Also, I've given you a list of the coaching assignments for, or sent you a list of the coaching assignments for this school year, even though we're already underway. I just wanted to point out, as you look at that list, there in some sports there are many, many assistants, but they're not all paid assistants. Many of them are volunteers, and so just so you understand that. But I would like to recommend the hiring of those two individuals, and also the coaching coaches that we have identified, or the principals have identified for this school year.
Any questions on those?
I move that we accept them as they've been presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have surplus vehicle list.
Let's see. Roger has sent over a list of three vehicles that he's recommending for surplus. If approved by the board, we would advertise these to be sold. Basically, what we try to do is list vehicles for surplus, and then the cost of fixing them is not worth it anymore.
Yeah.
And so we have a 2002 Chevrolet Malibu, 1985. It's an old stake bed that hasn't been used for a while, and then a 1999 bus. So we're recommending those three vehicles.
Okay. Any questions on those? They sound like they're pretty old.
I make a motion that we put them up for sale.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Let's go to Mrs. Tuttle for the school report. I appreciate you doing that, by the way. That's really good of you to step in.
Well, we'll see if you appreciate
it. Okay.
I want to welcome all of you here to Cottonwood Elementary, and thank you for the support that you give to our school. I'm also pleased to be able to give the state of the school address. I've worked here for 6 years. This is my sixth year now, and I've always felt as I've worked here that I was part of a team. It has a wonderful atmosphere, and so I've loved being here, and it doesn't matter what role I'm in, I always feel like I have the support that I need from the teachers and from the staff members, so it's always been a great place to work. We're really excited to be able to welcome four new teachers to our school. This year, we have Angie Barton in kindergarten, Jason Norton in first grade, Heather Atwood in second grade, and John Hughes in sixth grade. And these teachers, we feel, will be a great asset to our school. We're happy to have them join us, and we're looking forward to the new plans that they have to help to present to us, and the things that they might bring to our school that will help us improve our school. Because we have all of the new teachers, we decided that now would be a good time to implement some procedures, some rules and procedures for our school. And so that one of the things that we worked on this summer is getting together and working with Amy Bell to look at the procedures that we had at our school and to think about the things that we could change and implement that would benefit our school. And so we spent a day with her going over those procedures. And we actually, on the first day of school, had an assembly where we presented the procedures to the students. And we all have these little procedure things that we wear around our necks. And we know how to go to the assembly, what to do after school, how to walk in the hallway, you know. And we practice them. And it's surprising.
That's just with the teachers, right?
Yes. Well, we practice them on the students. How's that?
Oh.
We kind of stand back and say, okay, now here's the procedures. It's surprising how much a small thing can make a big difference. For example, just saying we're all going to walk down the right side of the hall. And there's no confusion in the hall. The kids know where they're supposed to be. They know they're supposed to be in a straight, quiet line. And it's made a big difference in the atmosphere in our school. When the kids come into the school, they're respectful, and they know that they're here to learn, and they're ready to go ahead and start that process of learning first thing in the morning. So I feel like that's one of the real positive things that we've done so far. We're not very far into school, so I felt like that's been successful, and the kids have really responded well to those procedures, and it's made a difference. One of our goals is to have each student read on grade level by the end of the school year. And so we have some access to some of great programs that will help us achieve those goals. And one of those programs is Success Maker that will be implemented for kindergarten through third grade. And our teachers are looking forward to the training of that program and going ahead and getting started with that program to help those young readers develop the skills that they need to be successful in reading and successful in school. Some of the other programs that we use are the 6-Minute Solution. We have our peer tutoring program that we use. And of course, we continue to use our Dibbles testing and progress monitoring, which we have a board that kind of targets the students that need help. And we look at that board often and get together as groups of educators, whoever's involved with that particular student, to make plans and see what we need to do to help benefit them in their reading program. Also, our school will be participating in a new reading program called Road to Success. We're excited about this program. It's sponsored by Tony Basso and, I believe, Zions Bank. And those are the main sponsors, but our PTA will be involved in helping get local sponsors from around here, from the different businessmen around here, so that we can reward the students as they read at home. So we feel like it will be very motivational for the students to participate in this program, and hopefully we can get some community involvement, and the parents will want their kids to participate in this program, and we'll encourage them at home to read. The PTA will also help us in organizing and preparing for our assemblies. In addition to reading, we'll be working a lot on our writing programs, our writing curriculum. The upper grades will be using the Utah Writes program, as well as reviewing the 6+1 traits of writing. And we'll be extending our writing into all curriculum areas, so that we'll be writing in math, we'll be writing in science, we'll be writing in social studies, not just during our language arts block of teaching time, but in all of the other areas. We feel like it's important for our students to learn how to express themselves and to learn through writing. So we will be working quite a bit on our writing. Our school has 2 carts of iPads, which we'll be using in all of the classrooms to help us meet the needs of each of our students. We feel like we can help target some of the areas that they need extra help in, and we will be able to find some programs that they can work on during individual time on the iPads that will help increase their knowledge in those areas. Our computer lab we use to teach keyboarding, research and technology, and then we have other programs such as RAS Kids, Spelling City, IXL Math and Reading, and programs that were previously mentioned as well. As always, our goal is to provide our students here with the best possible education. We love our students, we love our staff, and I appreciate so many of them being here to for friendly faces. We appreciate them, and we love our community, and we're willing to put forth great effort to help our students succeed here and to provide the best learning environment possible. So, again, we thank you for your support and welcome you to Cottonwood.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you. Appreciate that, and appreciate you and what you're doing now and your staff. We appreciate all you do to make Cottonwood the school that it is. You can tell your heart's in it. You really want kids to be better. So thank you so much. We will go to Jared for the business administrator's report.
I just wanted to let you know we have our audit next week. We may need a couple of board members. I don't know what our auditors are going to require, but a couple of board members, if you are around next week, we may need to call on you to come in and meet with the auditors. Are there two of you who would be available?
I will be, Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
Earlier in the weekend, would you?
I'll be available.
I can too, probably so.
Okay. Maybe what I'll do then is if that's the case, I'll call Laurel and you can point me in the direction if you'd like.
So is everybody available to?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
It depends on the day, but yeah.
Yeah, it depends
okay.
on each day.
Well,
okay.
Maybe text and see who's available. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay. Superintendent Citrin.
I'm sure most of you have been following. Well, first of all, let me say this. I really, really appreciate Janet stepping up here at the school as a lead teacher and keeping things moving from day to day, along with Carol Stilson, the secretary. And Cottonwood has had a lot of changes in the beginning of this year with almost half of the staff turnover. And we think we have a really good staff here at the school. And look forward to some really good things going on with students. But I do appreciate Janet's willingness to help us out, and along with the rest of the staff who are taking on additional responsibilities as they need to. I'm sure that you follow the news and you see the turnover in the State Office of Education. We're not only losing our state superintendent to retirement, but our associate superintendent over student success and learning. We're losing the special ed director for the State Office of Education, along with several other top leaders within the state. It's going to be an interesting time as the state board replaces those individuals, and even more interesting is going to be the focus of those hires and the direction that the state of Utah will take as it relates to education, as it relates to curriculum, as it relates to assessment, all the way through. And there is a big push right now to have a more business focus on education at the state office with the state board, and that's going to be the only word I can think of is interesting, and I keep saying it over and over, but it's going to have some impacts on us that are different than what we're used to. I'll just say that, but huge, huge turnover and controversy. So we're just following it,
mm-hmm.
keeping our heads low, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of months. I failed to get on the agenda one thing on the agenda for action tonight, and I'd like to mention it. The other thing, I knew that we wouldn't have it in time for you to study for action tonight, but one of them is the resignation of Larry Anderson, the head custodian at Farron Elementary. I've seen a lot of letters of resignation in my life.
I saw that.
But this one I think is worth reading.
Very short.
It says, I will be retiring September 1st, 2014. Larry M. Anderson.
Very succinct.
Written in his own writing.
So, Larry is retiring, and we will bring that up for the board to accept that resignation in our next meeting. We're right now advertising for that position. We also have the secondary sports schedules that the board needs to approve, even though we're already into football and volleyball and cross country, and we've just barely, Gwen's been working feverishly to get those and just got those this morning. It's too late to put on the agenda. But I have attached them, and Canyon View right now only has their football and volleyball, and as they get the others firmed up, they'll get those to us. But if you'll study those through, and if you have any questions, call Gwen. And she would be happy to find the answer for you. As we looked at them, we don't see any major differences in past years as far as scheduling, but we'll present those in October also for approval of the board. Actually, the board is required to approve any travel over 150 miles one way when it comes to extracurricular activities, but we've generally just had the board approve all of the schedules for sports, and so we don't have to worry about singling those out. I sent to you an enrollment summary from day two of school. It really concerned us. Our projections last year based on our enrollment in April was that we would be up by 29 students in the district. Day two, we're down by 60, most of those coming from the elementaries. I had Jed run a report today off from SIS, and we're now down 21.
Better, good.
Which is better. It's not. It's in the right direction. You have to remember that the SIS system is our official record of enrollment, but it's not always accurate on a day-to-day basis, because if a student leaves and we do not release them from attendance until we receive a request from the other school for their records, or until 10 consecutive days have passed. So yesterday was the 10th consecutive day from the beginning of school, so some of the schools had already made the adjustments, some were working on it today, and so this report is our best estimate as of today, but it could change by tomorrow. We hope it does. Up. October 1st, of course, is the official, when the auditors do their official count, and they actually go out in the schools and do spot check on head counts and look at the SIS list and compare the two. And so we now have 2,296 students in the school district, as compared to about 1992 or three when we had 3,400 and some.
Yeah.
So we are down about a third of our student population since then. Certainly hope that the economy can pick up and that we can have families coming in and get our enrollments up. But we feel good about the fact that we have over 2,000 students to educate, and we have good educators to teach them, and we're going to do the very best job that we can for them. So we don't look at it negatively. We have some good kids, and we're gonna work really hard. I think that's probably all that I have to report tonight. There's a lot of things I could talk about, but I don't know that it would only serve to bore you. So I'm looking to make sure, but I think that's all I have to report. I sent you a copy of the ACT report comparison on the ACT testing. We seem to be at or above state levels in most areas. A couple areas that we struggle a little bit with that are still near the state average in those areas. I also sent you some information about our two state board members who are running for office. Mike Miles from, I believe he's from Sevier School District area, Monroe, and also Mark Huntsman from Millard School District over by Delta. And some information about both of them. I did make contact with the superintendents of those school districts, collected a little bit of information about them, and shared that with you. I don't want to tell you who I would vote for. I don't want to make this political. And I don't want the newspaper to know who I'm going to vote for. But there are some interesting things there about each of them. But our region of the state, the precinct that we are in, covers about two-thirds of the geographic area of the state. We've been fortunate to have a really good board member who has been the chair of the state board for a number of years, and she has decided not to run again. She was from Nephi, and Deborah Roberts. So we will have a new state board member to represent our area. So I think it would be incumbent on each of us to study those candidates out, find out all you can about them. They are both, I believe, as I recall, engineers. One for the Forest Service and one for a private company.
I know this man.
Both of them have some experience on school boards.
Is it positive?
Yeah,
he's a good guy. Is he?
But learn all you can. Be informed. I don't know right now in this, where there's a more important race in the state of Utah than our state board. It's critical, and we need to be informed about it. So I think that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any public comments that don't need to be addressed in closed meeting? Well, we appreciate you being here. We would need a motion. We do have closed meeting.
Now,
items.
If there are any of those in here who wish to address the board in a closed session, which would include personnel issues and that, typically that's on an individual basis. So if you want to wait out in the hall, you can be invited in to address the board for three or four minutes.
That's
fine. We'll do that, but that needs to be in a closed session if it involves issues related to personnel. And I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. So
I move we go into closed session for personnel purposes.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. I believe Dixie Thompson has put in a paper, so we will let her address us first, and if any of those want to can.
Have everyone else excused.
Everyone else is excused.
I
think
like
they knew that.
I would like to have our supervisor stay here for this.